Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host. Not sure. Are we having issues? We may be having technical issues. Give me a second, guys. All right, guys, please be patient with us tonight. There is technical issues going down here in South Florida. I don't know if it's the wind. I don't know if it's the weather. Not really sure what's going on, but just give us a second. We're having a couple of technical issues. I am going to put a quick song on so we can get ourselves back good. So give us just a technical second, and we will be right back with
Turn my music up some more, up a little bit more.
Mama always told you to be careful and love. And Daddy always told me make sure he's right. I always had my eyes on this one particular guy. I was too shy, so I decided to lie. I'm sending you all day letters, and I enclosed it with a kiss.
Oh,
I'm writing a
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. Welcome to Season 5. This is the first episode of Season 5. And, of course, we brought it back with Soulful Sunday. That was your girl, Aaliyah, kicking off our show to get us started with tonight. But like we always do, sit back, relax. Let's get into some fun stuff. We have a lot of stuff to unpack. We only have an hour and a half tonight. We're not doing our typical two-hour show. We are keeping it short, because I just want to come and give y'all a preview of things to come all year long, all season long, because y'all know I missed y'all. It's been a long time, and I'm back. I'm home. So y'all come on in, man. We got a lot to catch up. We're going to have some people that's going to come in tonight. If you'd like to call into the show and say anything to us, the number is 563-999-3090. We haven't done a show in the new year, so we have to go all the way back to December and catch all the way up with today. Not on this show. We're going to stay relevant. So, of course, at the next break, we're going to come at y'all with Black History is World History. We're going to follow that up with what day it is. And, of course, y'all know we're going to do birthdays. And then, of course, we're going to end our tribute, our show off with our tribute of Black People Are Dope to wrap up our show. But you know what, guys? I wanted to start this because this is MLK weekend, and I'm really struggling with this. And maybe it's just me, but I'm going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to put a little I just want to know. I just want to know how y'all feel about this because I really have to stop, reprocess. I wanted to ask this question, and I really want to ask this because we talk about the remembrance of Martin Luther King, but I'm struggling to understand America's viewpoint with Martin Luther King because everybody turns this into some type of dog and pony show to trot out whoever or to say whatever, but I don't understand. I don't think America understands the true plight of what Martin Luther King was saying. Yes, do we reach out and do we look out for injustices everywhere? We do. But today I've seen information about the Holocaust. I've seen a white man get the honor and the privilege of speaking at a Martin Luther King ceremony that was put on by Congress, who's now the keynote speaker, and a member of Black Congress is the one who's heading this up. Like, I am just confused at what we're doing because do I believe in equality for all? Yes. But we still haven't dignified the plight against Black men because every year on Martin Luther King, either holiday or his exact birthday, and this year both to be exact, I've been ridiculed. I've been harassed. I've been treated less than in situations that I have no business dealing with. Let me give you last year, and then I'll give you this year, because we're not going to stay on this for too long. Last year, on Martin Luther King Day, let me explain to you guys what I was doing on Martin Luther King Day. Last year, I was writing a rebuttal to my supervisor, and I want you to hear what my rebuttal was. Okay, and we're going to keep this short, we're going to keep this sweet, we're going to move right along. But here's what my rebuttal was. My coworker decided that he wanted to write me up because I was doing security. And he decided that he wanted to come sit inside my booth and eat lunch while sitting next to me unmasked. Now, I want you to understand, this booth is probably the size of a jail cell. If you was in the military, that booth is smaller than your living area inside of a Connex. If you're flying passenger to passenger, that is how you're flying. But he has no mask on, and I have one on, and they're telling me that he's getting ready to come sit next to me for 30 minutes and take his motherfucking lunch break. So not only did he get in his feelings and try to write me up, but he then decided that he wanted to write me up for everything that he felt like I had ever done. So he decided to write this great, nice and long, sweet letter and tell me that he was my boss and that he was my supervisor. And if you would like to hear that rebuttal, ask me, because I'll read that letter at the 10 o'clock hour just so you can understand what I had to say in that letter, because it was strong. It was ever so sweet, because the pen absolutely, truly is mightier than the sword, and I do believe in wielding my pen at any moment's notice. But we go even further, because that was last year. Let's go recent. Literally yesterday, let me give you the scenario. It's on my fan page. Go look it up on Big Bat. You'll see. I did a live video. I'm just really frustrated. I'm literally sitting on the beach and I'm listening to my music, and I'm not listening to anything disrespectful. I'm not listening to anything that will hurt anybody or that would disrespect or belittle or begouge anyone in any type of way. But I'm sitting on the beach and I'm doing my beach challenge, and I'm on day 5 of 100. And this is the busiest that the beach has been since I've been going and doing the beach challenge this year. I've completed 5 days already. And so yesterday was the busiest day of the year. And I got to the beach, and I was like, oh, wow. Did not realize it was MLK Day weekend. I've been so caught up and wrapped up in my own world, planning the investors meeting, counseling events, scheduling different things with all my different businesses and things that are going on. And I finally realized, oh, crap, it's MLK weekend. I get to the beach, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I go find me a little place. I duck away for a minute, and I put some music on, and I have a little vibe session by myself. And I see this family trying to have, you know, whatever. So I leave them because they got a little girl, and she's young, and she's about Lizzie Babb's age. And I'm like, you know what? They just need a little privacy. They've been on the beach. They probably need to change their little girl's clothes. I'm just thinking as a father what I would kind of want somebody to do. So I gave them the privacy of the little sheltered area, and I actually went on to the beach. And I mean, I went all the way down to the damn coastline. My feet was literally sitting in the edge of the water. Now, if you understand how the fuck windy it was, understand. Now, to go to the beach, I had to ride my bike 8 miles to the beach, and I had to ride my bike 8 miles home. I didn't ride no car. I didn't jet ski. I didn't water propel. I didn't fly out, jump out no motherfucking helicopter. I manually rode a fucking mountain bike all the way to the beach. And I am sitting on the beach, and I am listening to music, and I am not listening to anything disrespectful. I'm actually listening to Bougie Bonton, and then it was followed up by some Shaggy, and then some, it was a whole bunch of reggae, commercial reggae at that. There was nothing disrespectful about what I was really listening to, because I could have put on, you know, I could have put on some Spice Today, Send It Up. I could have played some Wet Ass Pussy. I could have played Pussy, Weed, and Alcohol. I mean, there was a lot of different songs that I could have played to be disrespectful if the intent was to be disrespectful. I mean, there's a plethora of black music that I could have pulled from to disrespect people on the beach, but I didn't. Matter of fact, most of the people who was walking and exercising as they was coming by me, they were doing little gestures and they were enjoying themselves. Matter of fact, one lady and I had an exchange because I told her husband, I said, ma'am, you got a wild one there. And she said, yeah, I do. You should have seen the look in the poor white lady's face because he looked like the type that show out everywhere that he go. But I didn't have a problem with it. I was thoroughly enjoying myself. I was invested in the moment. And then this guy walks up to me, and he tells me to turn off my music. Matter of fact, he doesn't tell me to turn off my music. He actually says, can you turn down my music? And I'm going to play for you when we go on break the song that I was listening to when he actually approached me. Because I didn't have a problem with the man approaching me. This is the part that y'all have to understand. I didn't have a problem with the man approaching me. I am a believer that anyone and everyone can have something to say. And I'm a believer that anybody can say anything to anyone that they want to say anything to. But here's what I had the problem of. Sir, this is the first time in my life that I've ever been off or actually taken off on a holiday. My entire 40-year life of my life, I have just about been working or in some form of servitude, whether it be church, an event, a nonprofit. This is the first time in my life at 40 years old. I am going on my 41st trip around the sun, and this is my first year of being able to take off not only a holiday, but a holiday that is my absolute favorite leader of all time. My personal favorite, the person who I literally learned from, the person who I studied his entire life. You are literally on vacation and on fucking holiday for somebody that I revere more than anything, and you have the nerve to tell me on a public beach in a state that I live in, that I also pay taxes to, that I also run several businesses that add to the state commerce, that now I must turn off my music, and you don't even speak fucking English. The audacity of you to struggle to even tell me to turn my music down, and you're completely European. Sir, can you at least be American if you're going to be offended? But, guys, I'm going to play the song that I played while he was offended. Y'all enjoy it, and y'all tell me how y'all feel after this great American break.
There was good and evil. We chose good. of the Most High, ye sons of men. The rich man's wealth is in the sea. Destruction of the poor is its poverty. Lord, destruction of your soul is punishment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you hear? I wanna rule my destiny. Yeah, I wanna rule my destiny. Whoa, whoa, destiny. Mama, look from when you call me. Destiny. Mama, look from when you call me. Yeah, I wanna rule my destiny. Yeah, yeah. Who does I bleed? I wanna rule my destiny. Oh, it's love. I've been blessed, I've been touched. I love God so much, they keep fighting me. I'm not giving hope. They rest up, I am still my spiritual hope. We serve hope, I'm standing, must never be too much. Divine protection, be night. From even the pestilence that walk in the daylight. Destiny, mama, look from where you're calling. Destiny, mama, look from where you're calling. I wanna rule my destiny. Yeah, oh, if I bleed, I wanna rule my destiny. Whoa, whoa, cast the weapons far from old. Lord, you have them in the region, in the valley of decision. Return is the key then to the rock of iron. You know that your destiny. I'm a next man, why hold him? Set him free for too long. I wanna rule my destiny. Oh yeah, I and I really wanna rule my destiny. Hear me call, call, call. Destiny, mama, look from where you calling. Destiny, mama, look from where you calling. I wanna rule my destiny. Oh, hey, if I believe, I wanna rule my destiny. Where could I find? My destination is homeward bound. No forces try hold I down. Breaking chains at the off and on. I know I must get through, no matter what I want. Destiny, mama, look from where you calling. Destiny, mama, look from where you calling. Destiny, Lord, and I tell you once more. Rich man's wealth is in the city. Oh, destruction of the poor is our poverty. Yeah, destruction of our souls is vanity. Oh, do you hear?
Now, my question to my audience as y'all listening, how could you be offended by that? If that song attacked your spirit, if that song attacked your core, you are not in tune with who you are. See, he felt some type of way. See, I need you to understand, when you show up and your energy shows out, somebody has to tremble at your feet. Because, see, I didn't show out in an instance to say that my people was better. See, I'm on a 100-day beach challenge. And when I go to the beach, my beach challenge is about me becoming one with myself. My beach challenge is not about taking people with me. My beach challenge is not about offending anyone when I get there. My beach challenge is about becoming one with myself. And I have played that song 5 times on the beach. And it took someone else being on a public beach with me to be offended with me healing my spirit. See, I need you to understand the momentum of the devil, the energy against you, the negativity forces in the world. You can be completely at one with yourself, with your chi, with your energy, and it will send someone who is sitting on the beach smoking a cigar. He walked up to me with a cigar in his hand, and you're more offended by my music than the cigar in your hand. My music wasn't going to kill you, but that secondhand smoke, sir, is deadly. See, you didn't even understand. You offended me with your presence, with what you had standing in your hand. See, the gall of you to walk over to me with the cigar in your hand and still have it in my presence when I turned around. See, I almost swung on him because I saw his shadow before I turned around. And then I smelled his cigar. Then he asked me if I could turn my music down. See, sir, everything about you just offended me because I had been there for quite some time. See, I was actually eating an apple, and I was singing to the heavens because I was getting ready to leave. See, I need y'all to get the visual because when people say that, oh, you attack them, I'm tired of black people being the reason that somebody got attacked, and we were standing there doing nothing, bothering nobody, and what we was listening to was the most uplifting thing that we could have picked out of our repertoire, because I was getting ready to play Watch What You Say to Me by T.I. as I was walking off the beach, but then I realized there was a bunch of kids around, and I didn't want to offend the children. But you didn't have no problem, Mr. Be Quiet on the Beach and smoking your cigar in front of those 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7-year-olds. See, I am tired of us as black people having to be the bigger person. See, we always show up to the party, and I know I got stuff to get to. I'll get to that because I need to talk to my people right now. We'll get to the other good stuff, the fruits and vegetables of the show, but let's talk about the importance of what we need to talk about tonight. Because why are y'all asking us to humble ourselves to y'all, and y'all ain't even shit? And I'm not just talking about white people, because black people, we got some of those in our family right now. Some reason, some of y'all between 40 and 70, y'all are in the middle of a fucking midlife crisis, and I need y'all to get that shit together because I'm tired of dealing with y'all bipolarism. Some of y'all elderly need to be on medication. Some of y'all kids need to be taking y'all parents, which is y'all kids' grandparents, to the doctor. They need a check. They not all right. Because black people, it happened in our community too. We're not no better than anybody else. Time to do some housekeeping. We don't let this Drake, Kanye, whatever the fuck it is, mental health sensitive movement get the better of us. Some of this shit just ignorant. Come on. I love y'all. I love us. But I can't no more. We have gotten so beside ourselves because we made a little bit of money doing OnlyFans and stripping and some other shit, and we made some rap music videos, and we making money off of TikTok, Instagram, and all that foolishness. We have lost the resemblance of ourselves, and if there was ever a time that it was due for a message like this, MLK weekend is the weekend, because not only did he chastise the nation, he also told black people it is a time and it is a period of self-reflection, and if in 2022 you are not getting any better than with yourself, you are the problem to the black community. We can't just blame everybody else. There are some things we have to put at our own sweeping feet. Sometimes you do have to get that brush with that broom and grow across your own feet. I know they say don't sweep your feet, but sometimes just so you can get the dirt off, you got to sweep your own feet or go wring it off in some water. But at the end of the day, you got to do something because we are all accountable for our actions. I mean, I am hearing some of the dumbest. When I say ignorantest, I mean stupidest stuff said to me, and it is my own people. I recently had a conversation with someone, and they professed to me the importance of taking care of someone who's not only putting themselves at risk, but putting their child at risk. And this is a woman, and I need y'all to understand, if you feel some type of way, feel some type of way. But there was more than one woman that I was in this situation with. If you don't believe me, you can ask my personal assistant and my production manager, because they're both on the line. Because trust and believe, if you want to be honest with it, let me tell y'all one thing. Unless I actually had a private conversation with you, baby, no, y'all are not on the phone with me by myself. I don't know why so many people, like, it is the funniest thing. Let me share something with y'all since I got y'all ear a little bit, since we're going to do some housekeeping. Because, baby, y'all get beside y'allselves. I mean, y'all get full on plumb. Listen, ma'ams and sirs, if y'all think that me and my wife is not sitting right beside each other while we have the conversations that y'all think y'all be having in our inbox with all us prevalent to that conversation, y'all got to be about the dumbest. And let me say this with all sincerity. Y'all have got to be about the dumbest. Let me help you understand what is 100% guaranteed to be sure about my wife, because she is the only person. And let me help you. Because I've been waiting to say this for a long time, because some of y'all have gotten to find yourselves. She has the passcode to my phone. She has the passcode to my tablet. She is on all of my emails, and she can have access to my phone anytime she gets ready to. I walk out the house without my phone. I leave it laying around. There is nothing that is in my phone that she is not privy to. So if you sent your booty hole, she saw your booty hole. That's not my problem. That's your problem. You sent it to me. If she wants to see what's in my phone, that's fine. Sir, if you sent her pecker, I probably seen your pecker. Did I want to see your pecker? No, I didn't want to see your pecker, but I probably saw your pecker. Matter of fact, if you want to be funny about it, we had a running gag that was called Man Meat, monthly meet or yearly meet thing. And my wife did some shit montage to it at one point because y'all was just sending dick pics for no reason. Look, fellas, let me give y'all a little bit of inside information. You better talk to your wives, because if you don't think that women are getting random dick pics, sir, if she has any type of social media profile, she gets a dick pic just because she's a girl. She ain't even got to do nothing. Let her go log into any random account. I can guarantee you a dude is going to go find her. I don't care if she's on my 600-pound life. I guarantee you she still got a dick pic today. If she got a job, she got a dick pic. If she get Social Security, she got a dick pic. If she get unemployment, she got a dick pic. If one of her titties is bigger than the other, she got a dick pic. If she got one leg longer than the other, she still got a dick pic. If she got Down syndrome, she got a dick pic. If she got autism, she still got a dick pic. Is she a full-body paraplegic? She still got a dick pic. I need you to understand. If some fellas out there don't give no fuck about none of that. Everything that I just said, there is somebody out here who that is their turn-on, and that excites them. Sirs, I need you to understand. They don't care about you just like you don't care about them. But what I need y'all to understand is that's the dumb part. I need y'all to care a little bit, because if you literally just cared about each other just a little bit, there would be some things and there would be some benefits that we would all get out of this situation. You know what? With that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we are going to do – look, I'm getting a hook on myself. So we're going to come back, and then we're going to do Black History is World History, and then we're going to get into the rest of the show. But that was – I think that was needed to be said. My black people, I still love you. Don't think that we can't chastise each other and not love each other. So we got some things to get into, so let's get into the good part. So let's have a little bit of fun. Let's turn up.
I rule and protect up and I lie. Roman abroad. is African pride. Fighting to retain our rights. One more move, heading up to for a nation to move forward. African is African pride. Fighting to retain our rights. One more move, heading up to for this nation to move forward. From Africa and unite. Why can't we just come together? Peace and survival, war and fight. Who knows better or to better? A school of college is inside. They not feel exposed to education. What surely knows come from right. African with African pride. Fighting to attain our rights. Want no more, heading up close. For this nation to move forward. African with African pride. Fighting to attain. Depend on no one for attainment of my brain. Oh, this world from my calling is a dying white quartier. On the rampart of a splendid. Ooh, 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 ooh. African is African pride. Fighting to attain our rights. One no more, taking up good for any nation to move forward. African is African pride. Fighting to attain our rights.
Alright guys, I had something that the production manager sent me, and I know she's going to cuss me out, but as I'm in my groove, and I'm in my spirit, and I'm in my element, one of the things I want to talk about, Black History is World History, which is sponsored by Secured by GoldenGuardians.com, and we'll come back and do a commercial for them later, because we're going to tell you about that later, but Black History is World History, I want to talk about it a little bit different. We had a person. But I want to give some information because I need people to understand why I'm so keen on Black people understanding that we didn't just create history in the United States. Our history is worldwide. And so I want to talk about the Dark Ages because I think that's synonymous with what we're going through now. And I was talking to my wife, and one of the things, and I was talking to matter of fact, production manager, can you go ahead and click the guest in that's on the line? Because I want them to participate in this part of the conversation. We was talking about the Dark Ages, and I've had this conversation with many of people, and people always ask me, why don't I believe in pets? I don't believe in house pets. And here's why. One of the biggest things that Black people taught Europeans, and I mean Moors and Africans and Sicilians and all the black people. You saw a prominent rise in the black community and the fame and wealth and title in Europe during the Black Ages. And what they learned throughout the pandemic is one of the – during that pandemic and those plagues that was really, really destroying those households is black folks taught Europeans that they needed to separate themselves from their animals because animals carry disease. Animals pass disease just like we do. But animals also pass different strains. So when you get a virus, your animal gets a virus, and that virus mutates inside of your animal, and you also now get that different strain as well. And what people don't understand, a virus mutates inside of its host. Does it die off? Yes. But if you pass that virus to the next person, that is now a mutated strain based off the host that it goes into. So I want you guys to think about, while we're living in a pandemic currently, those of you who are living in a house with animal or multiple animals, and I need you to understand, this is not something that I'm making up, and they didn't say it's not true. All scientific studies have said, yes, COVID has been found in animals. That's not an American study. That's not just a World Health study. Multiple countries have all said that with their science and their studies with independent panels. So you don't have to believe me. You can go read it for your motherfucking selves, because I'm not the person who tells you, you got to believe me. I've never said you have to believe me. I'm not a believer in telling people to believe me. Go look it up. Go read it. I'm going to tell you why I know it was true. Because when I read it on a state site, because I was doing some research for a business. And while doing research for a business, I stumbled across some information, and it was reported. And the funniest thing was when I first read it, and this, I'm going to tell you, because I didn't tell anybody. That's why I had to make sure I had to go find it several other times to make sure I wasn't crazy. Because a local state site in the state of Florida posted it. And so I said, oh, let me go do my research. And when I went and did my research, not only was it confirmed state level, it was confirmed at the federal level. Then it was also confirmed with several other nations that I believe in, and I believe in their newspapers and their reporting system, and I believe in their science, because they do have a free and open market when it comes to their science. So I believe in what they put out. Not every country is free and open to its science, America. Just need you to understand that. So I believe in multi-layer checking. But I need you guys to understand, if you're going to talk about stemming the tide of a pandemic, the first thing you got to understand is your safety is your most paramount thing. And your safety precautions should be your cleanliness standard and thereof and the things that are around you. That is why the one thing that I invested in was businesses that had cleanliness or safety tied to it. Because what I begin to realize, i.e. having to write a letter in a Fortune 500 company to an employee who decided to write me up because they wanted to violate my own personal safety protocols that I put in place for myself, thought that that was an offense on their rights, not understanding that I still have the first right to protect and defend myself as I defend all things foreign and domestic. It's not just a sovereign right that I gave the United States, it's also a sovereign right that I gave myself. because I do have the right to protect myself. You do have the right to protect yourself. And if something is harming you, if something is causing you hurt, harm, or danger, you are your first line of defense, Black America. Say something. Stop expecting somebody else to say something on your behalf. Tell that person. Look them deep in the eye and say, you're hurting me. What you're doing can kill me. And they're going to say, yeah, well, anything can kill you. Well, I'm not worried about anything. I'm worried about now. I'm worried about today. I'm worried about this moment. And after we push past this moment, because, see, that was the other area of concern that I had with Mr. Cigar, who walked up on me. Sir, you walked up on me in the middle of a fucking pandemic, sir. I care for people who are sick. I care for people who are elderly, and you walked up on me in a pandemic. I have counseled event after event after event because of a pandemic. I have not gotten any extra. I didn't apply for a PPP loan. I didn't do anything out of the ordinary, but still go to work and grind while still taking care of people who could not under any circumstances be sick or catch COVID. And I did not give anyone COVID. Every time that I've caught COVID, it was given to me. And even when it was given to me, once the person can let me know that I was given to, I isolated myself from those people every time. I've had COVID 3 times in a year. And I have not had COVID because I wasn't safe. Bitch, I ride around the city with a fucking bleach spray bottle in my book bag. I have my own sanitation wipes. I have my, fuck the, bruh, listen, I'm not me. So for me to get it 3 times while wearing a mask and having to clean everywhere that I go and ride a bike, don't tell me America's not nasty. And for me, I want to be at the forefront. I want to be at the forefront of the transition. And one of the things that I believe that is important to invest in is cleanliness. And so I want to introduce you to a young lady who I have been mentoring for quite some time. And this year she will be launching her own cleaning business in the city of Killeen, Texas. I give you guys Miss Kalisha. Miss Kalisha, welcome to the Big Bath and Friendship.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am doing as well as I possibly could be right about now.
Oh, man, that's right, that's right. You recently tested positive for COVID.
I sure did.
Man. I apologize for everything that you are going through in that situation. I wish you a speedy recovery. I know, like myself, you pride yourself on trying to stay as healthy as you possibly can. So, you know, without throwing anybody under the bus, like, how did you come in contact with COVID?
I believe it was my job, as well as my family refusing to sit down.
Well, listen, they ain't shutting the world back down. They ain't shutting the world back down. So, you know, expecting your job or your family to sit down, they're not doing that.
I can appreciate that because I'm not sitting down that much either. I go to work 3 days out of the week, and, you know, I run my household and stuff like that. So I'm not sitting down that much either. It's just I clean. That's just what I do.
It's what you do. And so when you say your job, like what's the current field that you're in? Well, like what do you currently do?
So currently I am a wellness coordinator at a doctor's office. I won't say their name.
Because I don't care. I don't care. So when we talk about cleanliness standard, going to work, what is the cleanliness standard of what you deal with? Because see, here's what black folks have to understand. If we're going to talk about what we do, we have to first acknowledge why we started a business. Looking at what your business, where you currently operate at and where you're shifting into, why is it that you started a cleaning business based off of where you currently work at?
Based off of where I currently work at, it wasn't clean. They don't have a cleaning standard. Mopping the floor with a Swiffer does not clean the floor. We use disinfectant wipes to wipe things down, but there's no real, like, cleaning solutions. Just disinfecting wipes, like, that's just sliding the germs from one spot to another. I don't really feel like it gets it clean. Personally, when I go in, I bleach everything down, I wipe everything down, clean the bathroom,
Hold on. Don't bypass that, because that's twice on this show somebody said bleach. I ain't heard nobody, like you said, cleaning solutions, but that's the second time on the show I heard somebody say bleach. And I didn't hear you say, like, whatever I said. You said spray everything down with what? What did you say? Say that one more time, because I think some people in the back missed that one. Spray it down with what?
Listen, bleach, y'all, bleach. It kill every. Listen, if you're not bleaching yourself down, you're doing yourself a disservice. I firmly believe that.
If the business that you work in is not cleaning things down, and I don't mean a germicidal solution. If they're not using a bleach, germicidal, water-based diluted solution on everything when they're done, you should question it. I'm just saying. Because there is no way. Because here's what you don't understand. When you spray that, and I'm just, give me just a second, Miss Ma'am. We're going to get back to you.
Okay.
When you spray that down with a spray nozzle, first of all, it puts particles in the air. Like, one spray of that, you smell it for a long time in the air.
Yeah.
I just need you to understand, like, my wife be like, damn, did you clean the whole house? I'm like, no, I just sprayed the bathroom. She says, well, I think the house is clean.
Same thing in my house. You can't open a window or something? No.
Because we got it. Listen, y'all. Y'all got to get these germs out y'all house. I don't care. If I go in your house and your house smell like anything other than bleach, or you did some aromatherapy after you spray with bleach, and there is a difference between aromatherapy with bleach and aromatherapy without it. I just want y'all to know, those of us who clean for a living, we know the difference in the air. Shut up, stop laughing with me. But there's a difference.
Sorry.
And so if you don't clean up, if you are not a clean person, I need you to get clean. For those of y'all who didn't go to church, there's an old saying in the church. Cleanliness is next to what?
Godliness. That ain't in the Bible nowhere. I really just want to put that out there. That's not in the Bible.
Y'all going to hell. I just want y'all to know, y'all going to common law hell right now. Just understand, God is going to depart y'all in a special place in hell because y'all nasty. Clean the fuck up and stop coming to potlucks with food, talking about you want people to eat your food when you got dogs and cats prancing all over your counters and shit.
Sir.
Because before you can cook anything in your house, just understand I'm going to come in your house and clean up first. And if you are my friend, they will tell you that is true. He will come in your house and he will clean your house before y'all eat dinner, at least where y'all going to eat dinner, cook food, and prep food. Now we can cook dinner. So, ma'am, let's get back to you, ma'am. So let's talk about you just a little bit. So who are you? Where are you from, and What makes this why you're here today? Let's talk about you for a minute, because I didn't know, I didn't expect you to call into the show because of your COVID, but because you did and we're here, let's do this, let's get this done, let's get you introduced to the world, because I believe that people should know wonderful people. And you have been, you've been an inspiration to me because of where you started at when I met you to who you've become and who I believe you can be in life. So tell us who you are in your words.
In my words. You know, I never really have words. My name is Kalisha Janae. My birthday is in March. I'll be 30. I'm a single mom.
Wait. You said single mom. How old is your child?
14.
Oh, high
school.
She'll
be 15 in June. Yeah.
No. Oh, you said that, yeah, like mom, because like he or she is almost out of the house.
That's listen, that kid is my best friend. He is amazing. He has been helping me this whole time. He brought me some soup and, mom, do you need anything? He's so sweet. He's just so sweet. He's my kid.
Okay.
What else about me? I like to work. I like to play.
She said, "I like to work and I like to play." Listen, that sounds like a typical anybody. I like to work and I like to play, because like it was funny because I was actually talking to one of my other business partners today, and one of the things I was joking with her about, I said, "You know, my goal in 2022 is to retire you from both of your businesses." And her response to me, you know, and this was, you know, for the investors meeting, like, this was one of the things I was telling her. And she said to me, she goes, "All I'm going to do is go start something else." And I said, "Wait." She goes, "I don't know how to sit down. Be still. Be quiet. What the fuck is that?
What is that?"
And I'm like, I'm full. I got a team full of track marathon runners. Like, y'all don't know. Like, telling y'all to be patient. Telling y'all to be patient is like Russian roulette. Like you're here. And so one of the things I want to talk about, because like my wife, who also serves as the production manager for this show, she runs her own media company, Roundtable Family Productions. Shout out to her, and starting her own media franchise as well. One of the things she told me when we first got together, she said, "I didn't realize how many moving pieces that you had." And one of the things I was trying to get her to understand is a lot of people are in business. And so they know how to be and me and Kalisha have talked about this because she's in my mentorship class. And one of the things that I talk about is understanding the level of businesses. And so one of the things I have been teaching her is the true difference between the level of businesses, from a sole proprietor to a LLC to S-Corp, C-Corp, and understanding the roles of different people in those positions. And one of the things that our culture has gotten immersed in is only being the entrepreneur. And I tell people that's one very small hat in business. There are a lot of different hats, and there's a lot of different roles that you can facilitate in the process of managing business. And to take someone who, when I tell you, for a lack of better words, green when it comes to the business world, to see where you've grown in a year, ma'am, I am happy to see the changes that you made. And when I talk about changes, what were some of the important changes that you need, that you felt like you needed to make to be groomed in this process? Now looking back,
I definitely had to get my finances in order, like cut my spending costs, figure out where all your money was going, and then like regroup yourself financially in order to stack your money. That was very important. That you were very instrumental in helping me figure that part out.
Because, And when you talk about that, you begin to understand the difference between financial and fiduciary responsibility, because in the beginning, those words meant nothing to you.
And I mean nothing.
that course, you know, I tell you all the time, you know, you've learned a lot in a year that I've taken 4, 5, 6, 7 years to teach others. You've mastered a lot in a year, and to make that change, like, to make that change, to actually understand what it took to go to actually start operating and running a business, how did that impact your relationships?
What relationships? Who's still here? It's you and I.
No. I'm talking about all the other people that are important in your life, like, you know, your family, your child, you know, your kid's father, your friends. Like, how did focusing on starting your business,
different?
What do you mean? Like,
it's
different?
Very, very different. I was always the call her if you need anything friend, or the we're just trying to turn up, so let's call her. Once they realized that, hey, I can't just be going out here just throwing cash, like, what is the return on this? How am I going to get this back? How is this influencing my life and my business? How does this change my kids' life? These are things that I had to really start to think about when it came to hanging out and spending time with people, or even with my family. Like, we used to go out to eat regularly. Guys, I can't always afford to do that. I mean, if I keep affording it, I'm not going to have the money later. It's just the reality of the situation. They look at me different, though. You can see the respect level change.
But when you say that, because people always tell me, and this is one of the kickbacks I get, and this is why I took somebody like you, who was a completely novice, who had no, like, you've never participated in this world, and I really wanted to show it to you from a grassroots experience. So let me say this. So when you say that and people are now looking at you different, people believe that you are now being told that you can't have fun immediately. And so in the course of the year, even though you saved and even though you changed your financial responsibilities, your financial plan, what are some things that you did for yourself personally in that year that you've never done before in the last year? What did you do this year? Just give
me some new things. I rode a plane 3 times, and I went to Florida all 3 times. It was beautiful.
Okay,
ooh,
what else did you do?
Listen. Well, what else did I do? Oh, well, I threw a couple of parties.
Okay, what else?
Family-oriented parties.
What did you do for self? What are some other things you did for self this year? What did you add?
Oh, so I did a lot of outside activities. I went hiking, and I would go to the lake and just sit out at the beautiful lakes around the Queens area, because there's actually quite a few lakes around here. What else did I do? Oh, I buried myself. I didn't really bury myself. I dug my feet in the dirt and sat outside and did a meditation. That was nice. What else did I do? That was really it, outside of pampering myself, like going to get my feet done and stuff like that, self-care.
Mm-hmm. You added some things in your self-care packages that you never done before in the first times in your life in this past year.
This is true. Self-care was very, very, very important. If
and all of that
while Johnny Hill, I would suggest self-care for everything.
So let's talk about this. A year ago, going into a year ago this time frame, what was your life like a year ago?
A year ago. So you're taking me back to 2021.
COVID was nuts. Yeah, COVID was nuts. I didn't have a job. I was on unemployment. I was working at a dental clinic, and they let me go because of COVID. So that's how I got the unemployment, and then this time last year. Yeah, I was just hanging out. That's really it. Trying to put my trying to get everything situated, looking for a job, that kind of thing.
Okay. Just a whole lot of stuff going crazy. What was your car status?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. No, I had a car. I got my car in 2020.
Okay. Yep. You had just gotten your car. But you had, you was worried because it was insurance time and you was dealing with some stuff because of getting laid off and all. See, a lot of stuff
happened. Right.
But what I try to get people is in the midst of everything happening, you traveled 3 times, you added pampering, you added some outdoor activities, you changed your financial picture, and you're now going into 2023 having changed your entire life and the things that you needed to change in your life to now going into 2023 to start a business, to already have working capital in your business when you open your business and have a mentorship situation in place with someone who's guiding you through the process of building your business who already has industry-leading experience.
Right. Forever grateful.
No. We're not being grateful because we had a conversation. And the first conversation me and you ever had was, what was the question that you asked me the very first time? What did you ask?
I have no idea. I asked you a lot of questions over the years.
But the very first time we were sitting down talking, you said, I don't know what it is that you do, but if I could learn it, would you teach me?
We did have that conversation. I was sitting at the table. I remember that.
And the reason why I agreed to you, and a lot of people don't understand, one of my favorite actors of all time had just got finished watching a movie 3 days before I had talked to you. The name of that movie is called The Pursuit of Happiness.
I love that movie.
And Will Smith literally just asked the guy, he said, what do you do? And the guy said, if you show up to this address, I'll show you. It's not easy, but anybody can learn it if they put themselves to the task. I'm paraphrasing. But that's basically what you did. You showed up. You said, I want it. I'm going to get it. And so I said, you have to, and I told you, the craziest part was in that conversation right then and there, I told you, I said, ma'am, I said, you're not ready for what you think you're asking for.
You absolutely did say that. And I looked at you puzzled as hell.
and you
I
laughed.
Now know,
and said,
I was not ready.
You were not ready then. You, ma'am, you were not ready then. I know this, and you. And so you left. You went and got your life together. You came back. A lot of craziness happened.
Oh, boy.
And so when you came back, I said to you, I said one thing to you. I said, if you're here this time, you have to be here because you want to be here.
True.
It's the only promise I've ever asked you to make. Be here because you want to. Because if you don't want to be here, you don't have to. And so I'm going to ask you now. A calendar year has gone by. And I want to put this out here because I want people, I'm not going to ask a number, but I'm going to ask some very specific questions that I want you to ask honestly.
Okay.
Was your savings account more than $500 last year this time?
Last year this time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was it more than 1,000?
Probably not, no.
Now, I'm not going to ask you what number it is. Is it more than the number that it was last year, this year?
Yes.
Do you have future returns on investments pending right now? Have you already gotten checks? Have you already gotten checks in the mail this week off of your investments?
Yes.
Okay. That's business. That is business. Business is understanding how to leverage your resources into getting a return and turning that return into a residual return. That is business. That is business 101. It doesn't matter what market you play in. It doesn't matter what game you participate in. It doesn't matter what you do. It is taking your sources, your resources, and leveraging them to gain more resources. But at the end of the day, you have to understand the risk that you're playing with. The craziest part was when I told her, I said, hey, everything that you're going to do with me is going to be a win-win. She goes, what? I said, you're not going to take any losses at all. And she goes, that's impossible. I said, not if you play with me. But now I ask you, after year one, because the reason why I have to say this is because we're like 19 days away from renewing her contract. Because we did this on the 19th. That's why nobody paid attention to the fucking date. We're 3 days away from renewing her contract. So before we renew her contract and expand it to the new contract that we're going to add, I only want to ask you, ma'am, tell me one time this year that you took a loss with me.
What loss? We don't take L's.
Oh, we don't take L's. I love it. I love it.
We don't take L's.
And I'm not doing this to brag, y'all. Trust me. When I tell you guys I retired, I want y'all to understand I retired for one reason. And I'm going to say this on MLK Day weekend. Miss Kalisha, thank you. This is the owner of Goddessly Cleaning. If you're in Killeen, Texas, and your buildings or services need to be cleaned, she got you. If you're in the state of Texas, she got you. Her flyers, her information will be posted on Big Bap's page, on my fan page. She'll have some sponsorships with some of our other corporate sponsors, and they will be posted everywhere. But Miss Goddess, the owner of Miss Goddessly Cleaning, Miss Kalisha, thank you for joining us tonight. We will be sure to bring you back again on some other nights to have some conversations with you. But I want to talk to my audience a little bit before we go because I think it's important. Because we didn't do a lot of things today, and that's okay, because this is Soulful Sunday, and I wanted to enjoy you guys. I wanted to talk to you guys. I wanted you guys to have my heart tonight because it's time for us as a community to not ask, but to mend not only greatness out of ourselves, but everybody around us. And I say that because at 40, I'm able to retire. Not because I was better than anybody, not because I asked anybody for anything, but because I simply, for once in my life, wanted the opportunity to be a father and a husband. And that the only time that I had to leave my wife and my daughter's side is because someone paid me a handsome amount to be there. Because I need you guys to understand, some people deserve to be helped. Some people deserve to be uplifted. I shared this with Kalisha the other day, and I'm going to share this with you guys, and I need you guys to understand. There's only one question in my life that has ever had more impact on me than any of the question that I've ever been asked in my life. And my wife asked me that question once. And when she asked me that question, she was hurt. She was downtrodden. She was weakened. She was at her most emotionally lowest point that I think I've ever seen her at. And the question that she asked me is, who's there when the superheroes can't superhero anymore? Who's there to take care of the superhero? And I told her, I said, I got you. And we got engaged that day. And I told her, I said, as long as I'm alive, I got you. You just worry about living. And I meant it. Because that woman has superheroed her entire life. Everything that I do when it comes to my brand, when it comes to my business, when it comes to the money that I make, when it comes to everything that we take in from this day forward, it will be about my wife and my daughter. If you can't support our causes, then you don't believe in us. We have three documentaries that I will be producing this year. If you would like to donate to those, you can reach out to DJ's Roundtable. You can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. We will be having the Masquerade Ball in September. That will be the first and only event of the calendar year of 2022. It is the third September, and it is the third weekend in September. You can go on Eventbrite. It's already up there. The theme is Black Panther. We are taking advertisers. We are taking sponsors. Everything is completely open. If for some reason COVID takes a wild spin and goes back up, we will cancel that. But as of now, that is our only event for the year. And you will start seeing all types of sponsorships, advertisement, and things on this podcast now. I am fully retired. I don't have to hold my tongue, as they say. I don't have to withhold certain things because of the companies that I don't work for anymore. How about them 49ers? Since everybody always wants to say, how about them Cowboys? How about them 49ers tonight? Yo, Jerry, you might want to redo your stadium. Let me tell you that, bro. Your stadium's fucked up. Like, your lights is fucked. First of all, sir, you cost your own receiver a goddamn catch, and then your punter is kicking the top of the stadium. You might want to redesign that bitch, big stupid, with that big-ass jumbotron in the middle. Anywho, Jerry's world. So congratulations to my 49ers to advancing. Tampa Bay, I think, advanced. I think Pittsburgh and Kansas City's on now. Congratulations to all the other winners in the playoffs this weekend. I think Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, 31 years, I think they say. Congratulations on that. Also in college basketball, my Tar Heels won. Let me get some housekeeping things out of the way. We will be introducing some new shows. Business 101 will be starting here within a few weeks, maybe a month. I haven't decided on the date. I'm waiting on finishing up some sponsorship packages on that, but that will be starting on Tuesdays. That will be a Tuesday morning syndicated podcast, so you can catch that on your way to work. Remember, all podcasts on the under DJ's Roundtable re-air on Spotify, so you can check this out on Spotify. Just go back in and click in Big Bap and Friends on Spotify, and then just find today's episode, and you can listen. All of the episodes from season 2 on through to season 5 should be on Spotify. So there's plenty of content, plenty of material to go listen to. Production manager, before we run out of time here, send me our Cash App if you would like to donate anything or add anything to our show, because we now completely pay for this out of pocket. There is no extra business money. There is no job or anything backing us up. We are out here full time, so everything that we do syndicate and generate revenue from. So I will definitely put our Cash App information there. If you would like to Zelle something, you can Zelle it to 561-425-2519. You can also Cash App it to Luxuria FC1. That's LuxuriaFC1. That'll go into our charitable donations towards Masquerade Ball and all of our community endeavors. If you send it through that Cash App, it'll go there. DJ's Roundtable. We'll go to our media information. And then, of course, if you send it to Zelle, then that will go to me. I will get a percentage of that, and then it will also go into whatever. So you can donate any way that you would like to. You can either donate it through the business. You can donate it through our charitable donations, which is our Luxuria Fantasy Creation group. Our executive board will be meeting as well on the 19th, so we will be putting out some information about Luxuria, Masquerade Ball, and other things upcoming. There's a lot of things that I will be putting out in the near future. We are back open for business. COVID protocols pending. I need you guys to understand I don't play with health and safety standards. So we will have our next event in September, COVID protocols pending, and then we will open up 2023 with our full calendar of events starting in 2023. All right? So, of course, you guys know Masquerade Ball is September. We start off that Friday with our private pool party. You have to be a member to get access to the private pool party. There are no general admission tickets for that event, so you can either come with as a member or you can be a plus one. So that is for the pool party on Friday night. Saturday we have classes and seminars with our dinner gala to conclude, and then we have Sunday we have the masquerade. Is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Whatever it is, it's 3 days, and the final night is the Masquerade Ball. So I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday for that event. So, but I will confirm those dates. I will look at the thing, I will get with the board and make sure those dates are accurate, and then we will go with that. But other than that, thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you for everything that you have done. Thank you for listening. We will have an array of guests this upcoming season. We have other businesses out of the Texas area that we will be spotlighting. We have several businesses out of the Carolinas that we'll be spotlighting. Of course, I'm down here in sunny South Florida, so we will be spotlighting and having some interviews with some personal business owners that I know down here in South Florida that I really think that we need to spotlight and shine out. So thank you for everything that we have done, will do, and will continue to do. Be blessed. I love you guys. Good night. I holler.